This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda leaps for Uganda to attend 19th Non-Aligned Movement Summit. Labour Ministry begins discussion on labour migration policy. And Pakistan launches retaliatory missile attacks into neighbouring Iran. Iran says 7 people killed in Pakistani attack. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has left for Uganda, leading a Nepali delegation to attend the 19th summit of the Non-Aligned Movement. He left for Uganda early this morning via Qatar Airlines. Nepal's acting ambassador to Qatar, Kumar Rai, welcomed Prime Minister Dahal upon his landing on the Hamad International Airport in Doha during a transit. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Prime Minister will take part in the summit to be held in Kampala of Uganda on the 19th and 20th of January. The Prime Minister will be accompanied by his daughter Ganga Dahal, Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal and other senior government officials. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. Sound will join the Prime Minister-led delegation in Kampala as he left for Uganda on the 15th of January. On the first day of the two-day summit, Prime Minister Dahal will address the plenary session on the theme Deepening Cooperation for Shared Global Affluence. Likewise, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the head of the state, head of the government, and other dignitaries attending the event. It is said the 19th summit will discuss the ministerial report, review implementation status of the 18th Non-Aligned Movement Summit and pass a Kampala declaration rather. Prime Minister Dahal will return to home on the 21st of January. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. Saud participated in the ministerial meeting in Uganda yesterday. Minister Saud stressed the need for cooperation to find global and regional solutions to common challenges and problems facing the world. He also called for collective voice to create an inclusive global order where all communities, countries can prosper together, sharing global affluence equitable. President Ramchandra Purul has assigned Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Khadka to work as Acting Prime Minister during the absence of Prime Minister Dahal in office. Issuing a press statement today, the President's office informed that the President designated Deputy Prime Minister Khadka to carry out responsibilities of the Prime Minister. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajeshwar says the government is moving in the direction of reducing the trade deficit by increasing production and exports. Addressing the 24th anniversary of the Independent Power Producers Association today, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said the government was working to maintain good governance and the country's economy active. Also addressing the event, Energy Minister Shakti Bahadur Basnet reiterated that Nepal would produce more than 28,000 megawatts of electricity in the next 12 years. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has begun discussion with experts and stakeholders on initial draft of the labour migration policy. During a discussion organised by the Ministry of Labour today, Labour Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari stated that the government was working to bring a policy on labour migration in order to make the domestic and foreign employment dignified. The minister added that the policy was also essential for promoting and incorporating labour issues in the forthcoming five-year plan and to address them. Labour Secretary Kewal Prasad Bhandari informed that the draft would be amended based on the suggestions garnered by the task force. The government had formed a task force under the coordination of labour expert Dr. Ganesh Gurung to draft the labour migration policy. The government of Nepal and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed an agreement of $160 million concessional loan to implement the Urban Resilience and Livability Improvement project. The two sides also signed a grant agreement of $60 million for the same purpose. Finance Secretary Krishna Hari Puskar and ADB's Country Director for Nepal, Arnab Khoswa, signed the agreement at the Finance Ministry yesterday. The project would be implemented in Pokhara Metropolitan City, Janakpur Dham Sub-Metropolitan City, Lumbini Sanskritik Municipality, Devdaha Municipality, Saina Maina Municipality, Siddhanta Nagar Municipality and Tilottama Municipality. On the occasion, Finance Secretary Puskar said the local levels will get positive impacts on finance and entire ecosystem from the project. Similarly, ADB Country Director Khoswa said the project would be beneficial for the concerned communities on their infrastructure development, tourism recovery and reform. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Pakistan has launched retaliatory missile strikes into neighboring Iran 2 days after an Iranian attack inflamed relations between the two sides. The BBC has quoted Pakistan as saying its strikes had hit terrorist hideouts in the neighboring bordering Sistan or Balochistan province. On Thursday, Pakistan's foreign ministry confirmed its strikes, which had been first reported by Iranian media on Wednesday evening. Iranian media reported that 3 women and 4 children had been killed. Pakistan's heat comes after it was outraged by Iran's strike, which Tehran said was aimed at terrorist groups. Pakistan has claimed that it fully respects Iran's sovereignty and territorial integrity, but its action on Thursday was a manifestation of Pakistan's unflinching resolve to protect and defend its national security against all threats. Both countries have long accused each other of harboring militant groups that carry out attacks from regions along their shared border. The UN's humanitarian agency says it is concerned by the worsening drought in Ethiopia and needs more funds to step up its response efforts. According to the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the drought has impacted 4 million people in the conflict-ridden Amhara and Oromia regions, as well as Afar and Tigray. The federal government in Addis Ababa has previously elated fears of a looming famine and has said that it is working to provide aid. This week, Tigray authorities revealed that more than 200 people had starved to death after warning last month that the region was on the verge of a humanitarian catastrophe. The U.S. has carried out a 4th round of strikes on Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. According to the BBC, Pentagon officials confirmed the attack on Wednesday. The American forces targeted some 14 Houthi missiles, which the U.S. says may have been intended for attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. These strikes come as the U.S. designated the Houthi as global terrorists. Wednesday's strikes on Houthi targets followed further attacks on commercial shipping. Hours earlier, the group struck a U.S.-owned and operated vessel for the 2nd time this week. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the move was in response to the militants' ongoing attacks on commercial shipping and the region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly region of Koshi Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda leaps for Uganda to attend 19th Non-Aligned Movement Summit. Labor Ministry begins discussion on labor migration policy, and Pakistan launches retaliatory missile strikes into neighboring Iran. Iran says 7 people killed in Pakistani attack. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 o'clock in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.